This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine's president is in Canada to meet with leaders on Friday after a diplomatic mission to Washington a day earlier to show up support for the fight against Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It began on Capitol Hill, where Texas Republican Michael McCaul says Volodymyr Zelensky gave an upbeat message.
That he's winning.
But top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Zelensky also made clear he needs more military help.
Mr. Zelensky said, if we don't get the aid, we will lose the war.
Not all Republicans, though, are on board, with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy saying he and others have questions about the path forward, which Zelensky answered.
I thought it was direct. I thought it was honest.
From there, it was on to the Pentagon.
It's an honor to welcome back to the White House and the Oval Office.
And a meeting with President Biden.
The American people are determined to see to it that you do all we can to ensure the world stands with you.
We greatly appreciate the vital assistance provided by the United States.
Zelensky said their talks would focus on more air defenses against a Russian onslaught. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is extending deportation protection for Afghan refugees. VOA's Alexis Strope has that story.
The Biden administration is giving temporary legal status to Afghan migrants who have already been living in the country for a little over a year. The Department of Homeland Security says in its Thursday announcement that the decision to give temporary protected status to Afghans who arrived after March 15, 2022, and before September 20th, 2023, would affect roughly 14,600 Afghans. This status does not give them a path to citizenship. It's good until 2025, when it will have to be renewed again. But it does protect them from deportation and gives them the ability to work in the country. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. After a lull, asylum seekers have adapted to U.S. immigration changes and again have overwhelmed border agents. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that story.
The Biden administration is sending 800 active duty military troops to the border, adding to the 2,500 National Guard members there. In tiny Eagle Pass, Texas, nearly 6,000 migrants crossed into the U.S. in 2 days.
As long as you clear the bridge, you should be good.
And in remote Jacamba Hot Springs, California, Colombian Carlos Andres Vasquez says processing is backlogged.
Venimos como ganado, venimos como animales, nos meten 20, 18 personas en una camioneta atrás.
He says 20 people were packed like animals in the back of a van. Some border crossings have been forced to temporarily close in recent days to move agents to overwhelmed facilities. I'm Norman Hall.
India has suspended visa services for Canadian citizens as a rift between the two countries widened. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The rise in tensions come after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this week said India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Trudeau believes India was involved in the assassination of Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar, who had been wanted by India for years. Indian External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arindam Bagshi confirmed a temporary suspension of all visa services for Canadians.
Accordingly, our High Commission and consulates are temporarily unable to process visa applications.
Suspension means that Canadians who don't already have visas will not be able to travel to India until services resume. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP correspondent Tiffany Wong is now reporting on a tropical weather threat to the eastern United States.
The National Hurricane Center issued a tropical cyclone warning for parts of the East Coast on Thursday. Senior hurricane specialist Richard Pash from the center says the storm is projected to land a few hundred miles to the southeast of Charleston, South Carolina, and move north from there.
We think it's going to develop into a tropical storm with maximum winds reaching probably 50 to 60 miles per hour. We expect it to move across the coast of eastern North Carolina Friday night, early Saturday.
Residents in the coastal area should be careful about potential flooding and monitor weather advisories from the National Hurricane Center and local officials. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Brazil's firefighters in the northeastern state of Bahia are battling wildfires fanned by strong winds and abnormally high temperatures for the season. So far, there are no reports of casualties. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.